In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The world is not an option for us. Holy baptism made us sons of God, co-heirs with Christ. If we lose Christ, we lose everything. We cannot think of sanctifying grace as a vivid heritage in us. The Master commanded the unjust steward. He is called not prudent, but first unjust, but acting prudently. And the steward made an accounting of his stewardship, so his master will recover the debt. So in that, he was prudent, but the advantage given to the debtors might benefit the steward in his future situation. So, in his intention, he's still unjust. And the prudence of the children of the light, in the epistle, they are called sons, heirs, is the prudence practiced under the prompting of the gift of science. In some earthly matters, it is expedient to consent to limited loss to save the rest. In the matter of our salvation, one would not consent an effort, a little spiritual sacrifice, or a superficial loss. In this, we need to combine the gifts of wisdom and knowledge. The gift of knowledge, scientia, the gift of science, consists in seeing the creation as God sees it. We first seek understanding in faith. Knowledge comes second and complete it. As wrote St. Thomas Aquinas, when a man by his natural reason assents by his intellect to some truth, he is perfected in two ways in respect of that truth. First, because he grasps it. Secondly, because he forms a sure judgment on it. And then, the gift of wisdom consists for one to will what God wills. It belongs, continues St. Thomas Aquinas, it belongs to wisdom to consider the highest cause. He who knows the cause that is simply the highest, which is God, is said to be wise simply, because he is able to judge and set in order all things according to divine rules. The gift of God, the Holy Ghost himself, is given for the first time in our lives with holy baptism. And as a preparatory rite, we receive on the tongue some blessed salt, and this salt stands for wisdom. It gives taste, sapientia, sapere in Latin, which is the same root as wisdom, and it makes us able to taste, to enjoy spiritual reality. So this is the beginning of wisdom. And the salt also stands for conservation, since wisdom has this architectonic virtue to wisdom acts as an architect to set things in order. When do we follow the prompting of those two gifts? When we take the creation for what it is, limited, not the end goal, we follow the gift of science, the gift of knowledge. It makes us able to judge then what can be sacrificed, what can be offered, and what is less necessary. And when we keep in order, an order of priority that doesn't fail, meaning God is at the first place, and other aspects of our existence are connected to this top priority, then the gift of wisdom is working in us. How can we be more docile to those prompting? How to cultivate the gift received with divine grace? mainly by the practice of the sacraments, outward sign instituted by our Lord to produce and increase supernatural grace in us. We will improve in charity if we think that sacraments increase in us faith, hope, and charity. We would make charity able to put in order, as an architect, the different aspects of our lives. In this, we follow the example of the saints. When was the last time I read or listened to the life of a saint? And did I gain, through this, an intercessor in heaven and a model on earth? This question, we can ask ourselves, will enable us to make great improvements in our intellectual life. Following the example of the saints, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.